The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand towards his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, just a couple of points for you here today. One catechetical and one spiritual. First of all, a catechetical point. In this gospel that we just heard and in several others, you hear this phrase, and these are similar words. Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside wishing to speak with you, the crowds say to Jesus. Now, if you're a cradle Catholic, you have no trouble whatsoever of picturing the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and nobody else. No brothers, no sisters, no trouble whatsoever. But if you're a convert, if you're coming from outside the faith, you hear a passage like this and you are confused. And you say, wait a minute, what does this mean? Would it surprise you to learn that all of the Protestant reformers, and I mean all of them, Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, all of them, all agreed that the Blessed Virgin Mary was ever virgin, that Jesus had zero brothers and sisters. Zero. So why does the Bible say words like this? I could give a whole homily on this morning, but I won't. Minor point here, but please understand there's several more points that I could make on this, but just one point here this morning. And that is, the reason the Bible says this is because in the Bible, the word brother is used very, very loosely. Mostly because that's the way the Hebrews spoke of the word brother. It was a very general term that meant kinsman. Any uncle, any nephew, any cousin could be called a brother. For example, in the book of Genesis, Lot was Abraham's nephew. But Lot is called Abraham's brother. My favorite example of this is in the book of Tobit. The archangel Raphael is called Tobit's brother, even though Tobit's a man and Raphael is an archangel. So when you hear this idea that, you know, Jesus had brothers, Jesus had sisters, Bible says so, could I ask you to please remember just this point? That is a very modern idea. In fact, it is a 19th century innovation that people finally started barking about in the 20th century. It is, in fact, a modern attack on the Blessed Virgin Mary, an attempt to reduce her to being just any ordinary lady. But that's not the only point I want to make here today. I think far more important is a spiritual point. Standing with his disciples and the Blessed Virgin Mary, Jesus stretched out his hand and he said, "Behold, whoever does the will of my heavenly Father, behold." There's a likeness to Calvary in that scene that we just heard, when you think about it. Because standing at the foot of the cross were Jesus' disciples and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he stretched out his hand and he said, "Behold your son. Behold your mother." And there's a spiritual idea here that there is a mysterious union between the mission of Christ and the person of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Here's why. Christ's humanity is the eye of the needle through which all mankind must pass. It's only because Jesus took on human flesh that you have any hope of being united to God, that you have any hope of being with him forever in heaven. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the one who made that humanity possible. Because she said yes, we can pass through that needle. We pass through that needle, though, when we say yes as well. Of course, yes in baptism, right? Of course, yes in the sacraments. But another point that I really want to make here today, It's the yes of our obedience. Whoever does the will of my Heavenly Father. Obedience is an act of worship in your daily life. Teresa of Avila once said, you get closer to God through obedience than you do through prayer. Obedience to what? Well, obedience to His commandments. Obedience to the church. Believe me, if it wasn't difficult, it wouldn't be a virtue, okay? Obedience to legit authority. I used to just say flat-out obedience to authority, but unfortunately, events of the last few years have made me realize sometimes you have to stop and question, is this authority overstretching its bounds? Obedience to legitimate human authority. And also, spiritually speaking, a certain sense, obedience to circumstances you can't control. Especially bad things, especially things that don't go your way. There's a great act of worship in raising your voice in prayer to God and obeying what you might not have liked, but what God has allowed. This obedience brings union with Christ. Union with Christ. I always cringe whenever I hear anybody speak about the institutional church or organized religion. It's totally cringe because it's so depersonalizing. And it's so depersonalizing to the point where it isn't even true anymore. Organized religion, institutional church. The church is a relationship with Christ that runs deeper than blood. What do we call the church? The body of Christ, for goodness sakes. It's more an organism than it is an organization. It's because of that that you can say that you're in God's family, because families are established by blood, aren't they? Well, God's family is established by blood too. It's just the blood of Christ. That blood which you receive by means of His church, that blood that makes you the body of Christ, that blood that makes you God's family, that relationship is our only hope, both now and at the hour of our death. I found a lot of people who say they're not afraid of death are actually afraid of death. When the moment comes, you know, we're all afraid of the vast unknown, and let's face it, that's the vastest of all vast unknowns. But I'm comforted by this thought from my very own patroness, St. Therese. She said, I don't fear death. Not only because I don't know what's on the other side of that door, but I don't fear death because I know who is on the other side of that door. When the door knocks and you know that it's family on the other side of that door, you're always glad to welcome them, aren't you? May it be so for us through our faith and through our obedience. And we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Lawrence of Medici, pray for us.